National Hispanic Heritage Month is an invitation and opportunity to recognize both the history and the current contributions made by over 47 million Latinos in the U.S. Next, Matt Felix tells the story of a family whose contributions to the dinner tables of many Tucson West Siders has now been memorialized by a mural along I-10.
As a boy growing up on the West Side, taco night at my house always started with a phone call to the Grande Tortilla Factory. My mom would ask Frankie or Art Prisqueda how the corn tortillas came out that day. Are they too toasty? No? Okay, then set aside 3 dozen for me. On the way home from school, my mom would swing by the store on Grande Avenue in Barrio Hollywood. I would hop out of the minivan and run inside while she waited with my little sister and brother. Being old enough to pick up the tortillas was a big rite of passage for a 10-year-old. While I waited in line, and there was always a line, I would stare up at the huge Virgin of Guadalupe painting hanging on the back wall of the store, and eavesdrop on the gossip of the older ladies from the neighborhood. When it was my turn at the counter, I handed over the crumpled cash from my school uniform pocket, and Art or Frankie would tease, "So your mom's making tacos tonight? What time should we come over?" For 62 years, the Grande Tortilla Factory was a neighborhood institution. Frank Prisqueda Sr. and his wife Armida opened the store in 1947.
I had a brother-in-law, Willie Garcia, the Onda Suprema, and he said, "No, open a little business like mine." So I opened this one.
Frank and Armida did everything. Grind the corn, mix the masa for tamales, and roll the tortillas all by hand.
My wife used to make the tamales when we started. She was a good worker. And she knew how to cook anything there. So all the people were here, man. Sometimes I cannot even shut the door. The people were there trying to get in. we were busy all the time.
The Prisqueda family grew along with the business. And soon all four sisters, both brothers, and a slew of cousins began helping out at the store. The youngest son, Art, remembers that hiding from chores was never an option.
The message would go out in the grapevine. They'd just yell over to the Gomez's. The Gomez's would tell the Carrillos. And then the Cimentales were next to them. And I was usually over there playing Monopoly with Edmund. Then they'd go, "Art, they're looking for Art. He's got to go make corn tortillas at the store." And it's not like you could get away with saying, "Well, tell him I didn't hear, I couldn't get." Because the parents would know. They would hear, you know, and they'd go, "You gotta go now. They're looking for you."
Frank Sr. was a strict father and boss.
If you had to ask him for something, it was like you swallowed, because it was like my dad kind of just laid the law down and there was no arguing.
Neither Art or his older brother Frankie ever expected to go into the family business.
I grew up not wanting to work here. I hated the cutting the menudos. Woo! Man, that was the worst job that I could give anybody.
The key ingredient in menudo is tripe, and Frankie would spend hours cleaning out cow stomachs to make it. Right after graduating high school in 1963, Frankie wanted to join the Marines, but he was only 17, and Frank Sr. refused to sign the release forms.
And then my mother was a wise one, and she said, "Well, you know, you'll be 18 in 3 months, you know, just help us the summer. You grind the corn, you know, for your dad, because he's getting old." Yeah, I can do that. You know, September, you know, I'm 18, I'm out of here. You know, I'm gone. So that's what I planned. But 2 weeks before, she gave me a raise. So I stayed.
Armida Pesqueda's timely raises continued for a few more years. Soon, Frankie married and had a son and stayed in the business to support his family. Frankie started running the store and saw that it needed to expand. But he and his dad did not see eye to eye.
For a month or 2 months at dinner, it was nothing but arguing. Oh, I was always having fights because I wanted to change things, make them easier, you know. So, you know, we sat down to dinner, a nice dinner, and it turned out to be an argument, you know, and everybody mad at each other, you know. Then we come back in the morning like nothing happened, you know.
Eventually, Frank Sr. relented. And in 1966, the Grande Tortilla Factory underwent major renovation. The new building was taller and wider, cooling things down during the summer and creating more space for a larger inventory and new, more efficient machinery. But modernizing meant trading the family horses and corral for a parking lot. Younger brother Art left the U of A with a degree in finance. In 1972, he was working for the city of Tucson when his mother lured another son back to the family business. She offered Art twice what he was making at the city. The brothers eventually bought the business from their parents in 1975. Frank ran the back while Art took over in the front. But they always found time to joke around with each other, their customers, and their staff.
He's the older and uglier one.
He's the one from the milkman.
After 30-some years as owners, the Grande Tortilla Factory closed its doors in March 2009, unloading 50-pound sacks of corn and grinding thousands of pounds a day while working from dawn past midnight during tamale season began to take its toll.
It was hard. It was sentimental, you know, but it was time for me. You know, it was time.
Loyal customers like my mom are still scrambling to find a new place to buy their corn tortillas or grind their masa. But the Pesqueda family's 62-year contribution to the history of Barrio Hollywood has now been memorialized in a mural on the southwest corner of the I-10 underpass at St. Mary's Road. In the photo, Frank Sr. stands between his two sons, Frankie and Art, in front of the family store.
You know, it's going to be there forever for my grandkids to see, you know. I'm really honored that somebody will always remember us, you know.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Matt Felix.